Senator Barack Obama is speaking at this hour. He's delivering what his campaign is calling a, quote, major address on race, politics, and unifying our country. It comes amid controversy over racially inflammatory remarks made by Obama's former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. And it follows remarks by Geraldine Ferraro, a prominent supporter of Hillary Clinton, who suggested that Obama had gotten so far because he is black. Barack Obama has been speaking for over half an hour in Philadelphia. He's still speaking, but we have an excerpt from his speech, and let's just listen.
On one end of the spectrum, we've heard the implication that my candidacy is somehow an exercise in affirmative action, that is based solely on the desire of wild and wide-eyed liberals to purchase racial reconciliation on the cheap. On the other end, we've heard my former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, use incendiary language to express views that have the potential not only to widen the racial divide, but views that denigrate both the greatness and the goodness of our nation, and that rightly offend white and black alike.
Barack Obama speaking at this moment about race, politics, and, as his speechmakers put it, unity in America. NPR's Mara Liasson has been listening in, and she joins us now. And Mara, did Barack Obama have to make this speech at this moment?
Yes, he absolutely had to make this speech. And I want to go way out on a limb here and say that I think this will probably be remembered as one of the most important speeches on race that a politician has ever given.
It's a very powerful speech.
It's a very powerful speech. It's a very complex speech. It reminds me of his first book, Dreams from My Father, which was a very honest, searingly honest book, as opposed to his second book, which was written by a politician. And I think this whole notion that the Obama campaign transcended race and what he talked about in that clip you just played, that somehow transcending race means that race goes away, that if you're a liberal, you can. It's a feel-good thing to vote for Obama because racial problems go away. Well, guess what? He said they don't go away. This is where we're at right now. This is a racial stalemate we've been stuck in for years. And he talked very, very honestly about his pastor's statements. He certainly rejected them, not just in the simple way that he has done up until now, saying he disagreed with them. He explained why they were wrong, that they express a profoundly distorted view of this country, a view that sees white racism as endemic, that elevates what's wrong with America above what's right with America. But he also talked about why he could not disown him, why it's complicated, why he didn't leave the church, as some people have suggested.
And he suggested partly that it was family.
Yes.
Complicated
yes.
as
and
family
also
relationships
about,
are.
Yes. But he also talked about the anger in the black community and how that anger often only gets expressed in church. And he talked about one of the most segregated days of the week in American life. One of the most segregated hours in American life occurs on Sunday morning. But then he did something. He did a lot of things that were really interesting in this speech. He talked directly to the white community, to anger that exists within segments of the white community because of race, because white working class people are not privileged by their race. They don't feel that way. And he talked about the immigrant experience, how they've worked hard all their lives, when they're told to bus their children to a school across town, when they hear an African-American is getting an advantage in landing a good job or a spot in college, they resent that. Those are the kinds of resentments and fears among white voters that Barack Obama has to confront. Might be at the bottom of why he hasn't done as well with white working class voters in states like Ohio. Certainly he has to confront them in Pennsylvania, the next primary coming up. And I think he made a very, very eloquent, powerful start at that in this speech today.
Mara, thanks very much. NPR's Mara Liasson, Barack Obama speaking at this hour about race in America. This is NPR News.